Next week, Devin Still is going to be hosting a golf tournament. We all know about his story about Liam, and we welcome the great man back to the show. Devin, welcome. It's so great to hear you again.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
He's doing great. How's our girl doing? How's Leah doing?
Oh, man, she's doing really good. She's 6 years cancer-free, just enjoying life.
So what grade is she in now?
She's in sixth grade now.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I tell everybody she's 11 going on 21.
You're gonna down the road. I'm telling you.
Yep.
Down
yep.
the road. Enjoy every minute of it, okay?
So I will.
So let's talk a little bit for a moment about the golf tournament coming up next week, because you've got a lot going on. In fact, before I get to the golf tournament, it's something I actually want to get into you with, because you've now partnered with United Therapeutics to launch
yep.
Braving Neuroblastoma.
Yep.
Obviously, as you know, during your time here, my son had been in and out of hospital because of another issue. He was born with spina bifida. So, I mean, I can mm-hmm. relate parent to parent right here. So I learned a lot. What did you learn? Because the whole thing had to be a learning problem. What did you learn that has really stuck with you about fighting this?
It takes a community.
Yep.
Initially when we went into it, it was like we spent a lot of time in our room in the hospital just trying to figure out, you know, what we were going to do, how we were going to move forward. But I realized the more I went out and I went to the family room where people ate and I had a chance to speak to other families, it's like you can bounce ideas off of each other. And having that community to help you go through that is crucial, because you need that type of support to help lift you up in times where you're just feeling down.
Because when you're sitting there as the parent, mm-hmm. you feel like you're alone. And then when you go yeah. to a room like that, you don't feel alone anymore. You're like, wait a minute, okay, other people are experiencing this as well. Is that how you felt?
That's exactly how I felt. Like, I took it personal. Like, I know one of the things that, you know, make you have an pessimistic view on life is just when you make things personal, where you feel like you're the only person who's going through it. But having that community, like you said, it shows, look, I'm not the only one that's going through this. And maybe I can sit down and talk with somebody who understands what I'm going through so we can help navigate this journey together.
Being an athlete, being a football player, being around a football program, what kind of payoff did that have for you as a parent, because you were always in a community of like-minded people? Did that help?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just being in that type of environment, I can tell you this, it allowed me to, number one, shift my focus from my reality, like being inside the locker room with other players, fostering those relationships, just really helped me escape, you know, the stresses of the real world that I was going through. So having those type of relationships were essential in helping me along that journey.
Now, you can then, when everything's done, you can say, okay, oh, good, we did this, we survived, she's cancer-free, you got it. Yet you have continued the fight for others. Mm-hmm. What is it in you that said, you know what, okay, I know everything has been going, quote, great for us. What is it in you that says you need to continue the fight for others?
I'm going to be honest with you, Steve. Like, when we first started this journey, especially when Leah went into remission, we continued to go back into hospitals and visit with families. And mm-hmm. it was extremely hard for me to do that, because it was like we suffered from survivor's remorse. Like, a lot of the families and the children we meet, unfortunately, they haven't survived. So just being in that and getting a reminder of what could possibly happen to Leah, I really struggled with that. And then not to mention just hearing the IV machines going off. It just, like, kept bringing back bad memories. But I realized that, you know, we're not just doing this for us. That when we decided to go public, we were doing it to help out not only our family, but other families who were going through this battle. So just because Leah's fight with cancer is over, it doesn't mean that the fight against childhood cancer is over.
So with United Therapeutics, first of all, the incredible group to be partnered with. So what are some of the elements that you want to do in the education, and where do they come into play with this?
Yeah. So when if people look back at my interviews when I was with the Bengals, like one thing that I would constantly say in my interviews was, I wish there was a playbook to help you navigate this journey. Because I felt like I was just thrown into the water, and I was just figuring it out as we go. And, you know, wherever there's ignorance, there's experimentation. And I experimented a lot along that journey. And then I recently found out about United Therapeutics and their book series of how they're able to walk families through the diagnosis, how what to expect during treatment and what to expect post-treatment. And when I found out that there was an actual playbook out there, I just wanted to use my platform to really share that with other families who are battling neuroblastoma, because I know how much I needed that when I was going through that process.
And also fundraisers like the golf tournament, which will take next week at the Penn State Blue Course. By the way, you probably will just need a wedge on 14, by the way, when you play. I'm telling you. The gathering of that community, my understanding was, when we're talking about coaches versus cancer, we have Micah Shrewsbury, the new basketball coach here at Penn State, who's a fabulous hire. And we had Scott Walker here, the general manager of the State College Spikes. And Scott made the statement that because of the pandemic, the cancer research financially may have been set back anywhere from 5 to 10 years. Is that what you're hearing as well, Devin?
Yeah, I am. We've taken a huge impact for cancer research, for assistance with families, because what people have to understand is this. As far as families who are battling cancer, after treatment, they lose about 40% of their annual household income due to cancer treatment, work-related disruption. Mm-hmm. Parents have to take off of work in order to be at the hospital, so they suffer financially. And then to have the pandemic on top of this, where people were just being laid off completely, now you may have had households who only had one person working to now nobody's working, and they're struggling to pay bills. And that's where the Still Strong Foundation comes in, and we're able to support them. Although we were able to answer every single request we had this past year, which is a blessing in itself, more families are in need right now more than ever to help them support themselves financially.
And this is where an event like the golf tournament comes in, because what you're trying to do is raise money and then literally hand people the cash they need.
Yeah, exactly. Our fundraisers are where we raise money, and all that money goes to support, financially support families who are battling cancer with household bills such as the mortgage, rent, car payments, groceries, utilities, whatever they need. We step up in that moment so that they can stop focusing on trying not to lose everything materialistically, and they can focus on being in the hospital and championing their child to victory.
All right, let's not forget what a great college player Devin Still was. The first two defensive tackles in the history of the Big Ten to win Defensive Player of the Year were Jared Godrick and Devin Still. All right. I've never forgotten that, my man. Just tremendous. How do you watch today's game? When you watch the NFL, you watch a college game. How do you watch it as a former player, especially one that excelled the way you did?
Man, it brings back a lot of memories of where I was at mentally and in my college careers, and just seeing, you know, the opportunities that these players have available to them by being a part of, you know, programs such as Penn State. Although over, you know, the past couple of years since I won't even say past couple of years because it's been about 10, 11 years, but since I played in the Big Ten, you can see that the game has changed so much, where when I was in school, it was a lot of ground and pound in the Big Ten. That's what we was known for. Yep. Now it's a lot more, you know, trick plays, passing and stuff like that. But it's just interesting to see how the game is evolving.
Yeah, but it would be, for you, it would be an opportunity for more sacks. You and I both know that.
Exactly.
more opportunity.
No defensive player is going to turn sacks down.
ever you're going to turn that down. Penn State's going to play a whiteout game. You were around during the early days of whiteouts here at Penn State. Mm-hmm. You know? So what was that like for you, especially something that new at that time when you played in some of the early ones?
Yeah. You know what's crazy, Steve? The videos on YouTube of the whiteout is what helped me so much my first 2 years at Penn State.
Yeah.
Because I suffered my ACL my freshman year, and then I broke my leg my sophomore year.
That's right.
And it was a struggle. Yeah, it was a struggle mentally. And to keep myself going and forward focused, I would always watch the whiteout games on YouTube in my dorm room, just telling myself, I got to get to that moment where I can experience that and be out there with the team. And I remember my second year when I broke my leg, we had a whiteout game against Ohio State.
Yeah.
And it was the craziest environment I have ever been a part of in my life. And I never forgot that. And I held on to that. I savored that memory in, you know, my rehab to push myself to get back out there and play in front of it. And when I finally did, it was the best feeling ever.
Well, one more time, how can people continue to help out and get involved in this tournament, but also in your initiatives?
Well, everything that they can do to support what we have going on, they can visit stillstrongfoundation.org to find out information about the golf tournament, to find out about other events that we're having, volunteer opportunities and ways that they can donate. Just have to visit stillstrongfoundation.org.
And they have now partnered with United Therapeutics to launch Braving Neuroblastoma. Special as always, my friend. It is great to just to hear your voice on the other end. And you give Lee a big hug from me, okay?
I will. It was good to hear from you.